Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chad, you were asking me about undrafteds?
Yes.
Undrafteds that I think can compete for a roster spot. They have 22 of these guys that they signed.
Well, and this started with Mike Keith saying the Titans were able to sell the fact they drafted only four guys.
Yeah, well, that did help them.
So they could legitimately sell, hey, there's some real opportunity to make the actual roster because we didn't have a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick.
I think this is definitely a fair question and one to watch because, you know, when you look at the Titans roster in week 17 of last year, you had Wesley Woodyard. He's an undrafted free agent at one point. Quentin Spain was undrafted. Josh Klein was undrafted. Eight other players, I believe. I think they ended the season with 11 undrafteds on their active roster of 53 in week 17. And I do want to, before I give some answers, I do want to preface this by discussing Kalfani Muhammad, who was a draft pick last year. But the discussion with him was, hey, this guy, he's put up numbers. He's done some special teams things at Cal. He's small, but there may be a role for him. Well, he could not play special teams. They tried to get him to do that, and he couldn't do it. He did not benefit the team if he was active on game day. So that's why he was either practice squad or, if he was called up, he was inactive. My point being, I'm looking at guys on this list that could impact a game from a roster position and be of value to you if they need to be active on game day, even as a backup.
And as a special teams player.
But that's where their value is all of these guys have to play special teams. Iowa running back Akram Wadley is one to watch. Pro Football Focus and ESPN, they both had him graded as a player who should have been drafted. He's similar to Ito Smith, who I talked a lot about prior to the draft. Ito Smith was drafted out of Southern Miss in the fifth round. These guys are practically the same size. Wadley is a younger version of a Deion Lewis-type mold. 5'10", 194, and he's a 1,000-yard rusher, I think, in back-to-back seasons at Iowa. If he didn't reach it his 2 years ago, he was very close, but I think back-to-back years, a 1,000-yard rusher. And he also caught a lot of passes out of the backfield. He averaged 35 receptions per season over the last 2 years. So I think there can be a role for him. But again, it's special teams as well. He needs to find a role there. Speaking of special teams, Sharif Finch from Temple. I can't wait to watch him in the preseason because of special teams. He's a stand-up pass rusher. He was excellent on special teams in college. And that's how he's going to make this roster over someone on the back end of the 53. It's all about putting together the best 53 players to fit the system. But you also have to consider game day actives. Finch is a player, I think, to keep an eye on because of the potential for value on game day. He was the NCAA active leader with five career blocked punts. He also, I was reading John Glennon's story on him recently at TitansOnline.com. He also had five forced fumbles in college. So he's an impact player at Temple. A little bit undersized. That's why he wasn't drafted. But a really good special teams player, which is how you make the NFL roster as the 53rd guy, the last decision guy. And that's how you catch the eye of coaches in the preseason. Needs to be very consistent. Deontay Burnett from USC is one that everyone's going to point to, and I will as well. He's one of the examples, too, of a player who came out early and it did not pay off. He came out early his junior year, expecting to be drafted, and wasn't. He left school, went undrafted, but he was Sam Darnold's favorite target in the USC offense, the number one option on the outside, and he really played the slot position. He's an underneath slot receiver. There could be a role for him on this depth chart if he can catch and go in the preseason the same way he was able to do that for the Trojans. He's an interesting story, too, because His dream school was USC. And he initially gave a verbal commitment to Washington State for Deontay Burnett. He then flipped to Arizona State late in the process. But on the morning of signing day, USC called him. And without visiting, without doing anything, the story goes, he signed with USC on the dot and left Arizona State. So,
That's three guys you've mentioned.
That's
now.
Three. And then I think another one outside the box, whenever I saw Joshua Kalu from Nebraska, I read up on him. He played 3 years at corner, moved to safety last year, and started 9 games as a senior at Nebraska at safety. He's big. He's rangy. Can play multiple spots in the secondary, which is valuable. If he can make some tackles on special teams, he may be someone to watch, but he will need to be as consistent as any of these undrafteds. I was talking with someone recently about him barely missing some tackles when they watched him play. Well, almost will not be good enough for Joshua Kalu to make this roster this year. He has 2 career block kicks on special teams. He was a captain at Nebraska. He showed versatility on where he could line up in their secondary. Those are good ingredients to start with as you go into OTAs and you go into training camp. Now he just needs to be one of the more consistent players who you're constantly talking about.
What about Ethan Wolf from Tennessee? Any chance?
I don't know.
Any chance he makes this roster?
Well,
such a big receiver type player.
At this time last year, we were discussing Ethan Wolf and the mentality, the physicality of Ethan Wolf.
He doesn't have it. I mean, he's not an inline blocking tight end at all. He is, to me, just a big guy who's a hybrid big receiver. He's a big, slow receiver is how I would define Ethan Wolf. He's got good hands. You know, he's got the ability to go up and get the ball,
but if you're looking for
a guy that could be a good hybrid type tight end, big receiver, he's the guy. I don't see him ever being
a tough
blocking player.
For him, it's not as much about being the tall, great receiver as it is being the special teams player. He's got to beat out Philip Supernaw on the roster. Can he do that? Can he be Philip Supernaw on special teams?
I doubt it.
That's how he has to make the roster.
Yeah, and that's doubtful.
Otherwise, he's a practice squad candidate because of the other abilities.